Paramount Theater was filled with beaming parents, grandparents, and other assorted Austin residents as a group of children took to the stage during a hometown holiday concert. The Paramount was built in 1929 to show first-run films. It's an atmospheric theater, meaning the audience is supposed to feel transported to another place. In the case of the Paramount, it's a courtyard of an ancient Spanish village with turrets and spires along the walls. Lights from thousands of tiny holes punched in the ceiling created the illusion of a starry sky. Today, the ceiling is dark, and the cold cement floor is bare, but there's enough of the old theater left to jog fond memories.
This is where we used to come when we were dating 45 years ago, to come here to the movies.
Oh, what did you see?
Oh, I know we saw Sound of Music, for one.
From Here to Eternity, and the one that has Unchained Melody in it, whatever that one was.
When I was really young, and my aunt would bring me to a movie once in a while, and I couldn't decide whether there was a roof on this place or not, because it looked like stars up there.
The Paramount is one of four atmospheric theaters left in Minnesota. Project coordinator Gene Spensky says it couldn't compete with newer movie theaters at shopping malls.
In 1975, it closed and became kind of a disco bar, kind of went through that, and nothing really made it. Went as a teen bar, non-alcohol teen bar, comedy club, and then closed. And it was closed for quite a bit of time, which is what a lot of the wear and tear is on the building. Closed without any heat. That's why we had, when I first came in here to interview for the job, there was a stream going down the wall, and then in the orchestra pit, there was ice.
It was the Austin Area Commission for the Arts that organized to save the Paramount. It's one of the few historic buildings still standing in downtown Austin. Gone are the old courthouse and post office. The commission bought the theater and has raised $400,000 of the estimated $2 million needed for complete renovation. Commission President Janet Anderson envisions an art center for theater groups and film festivals. She's planning an addition behind the existing stage because she says the three dressing rooms underneath the stage aren't much bigger than horse stalls. Anderson says the money gets raised little by little through donations, grants, charitable gambling, and benefits such as this week's holiday concert.
But what we're hoping even more so is that when people come in, they'll want to sponsor a seat for $500 or buy a star for $200 and those kinds of things, or on a corporate level, perhaps give more money, any kind of interest that we can develop. You never know what's going to come your way. For example, the grand piano that's sitting on stage was donated. A woman called and said, I've got something I think you might be interested in.
Arts lovers spearheaded the Paramount restoration, but Austin Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Monica McInerney says downtown merchants are beginning to ask what they can do to help. She hopes travelers on I-90 will decide to spend the night in Austin because there will be something to do in the evening.
We're providing something great for our community, but it can certainly be turned into something that's economically advantageous. When you pull that one traveler off the road, whether they see the film or the show and buy a candy bar and a soda on their way out of town, that's economic development.
Austin isn't the first Minnesota town to restore its old theater. St. Cloud, Fergus Falls, Bemidji, and Red Wing all boast restored theaters. Stephen Schmidt, the former general manager of the Sheldon Theater in Red Wing, says communities need to be careful not to rely on tourism dollars to keep a theater going.
Your local audience really needs to support you first. It needs to be of, by, and for the people of your local community. Because when times get tough, all you can really turn to is your local audience. They're the ones who need to sustain the activity in the theater. It's never a wise move to restore a place and hope that somebody else is going to pay for it.
Austin Arts Commission leaders say that's what their hometown holiday concert was all about. 800 people came to the Paramount in two sold-out performances. And they can expect to hear from the commission when it kicks off its next round of fundraising in January. I'm Brent Wolf, Minnesota Public Radio.